But sometimes we have to say goodbye.
有的有的时候要说再见啊。
We like to say hello better than goodbye.
我们喜欢欢迎人啊，好过喜欢说再见。
So I know some of you are leaving. Tears and Ben, you're going to be here next week?
Yeah.
Can you be here next week?
Next week.
Very, very good. Now, Jean, what about you? When do you leave, Jean?
你什么时候回家，老范？你啥时候回去？
26号。
26号。Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Before or after our class? Okay, so we have to say goodbye to Jean today.
对，今天要跟Jean 打个招呼了，说再见了。
Next week we can say goodbye to Tears and Ben and Alice.
下一周要跟Tears和Ben说再见。
But we're glad that you're all here.
我们很高兴你们能在这里。
And our request is that you all come back.
对，我盼望大家都能回来。
You know where we are, so keep coming back.
对，你们都知道这个地方，所以盼望大家都能回来。
All right, so I don't know what our special announcements, maybe one special announcement. We will have a baptism on Sunday.
所以可能一个特别的通知，我们在周日呢会有一个受洗。
So some are going to be baptized on Sunday, others are still in baptism classes. They will be baptized in a few weeks after Sunday.
那有的呢这周日呢能受洗啊，有的还在进行受洗课的过程中，也许再过几个星期我们还会安排一次。
So on Sunday we'll have a baptism and then we're going to have a fellowship lunch.
所以周日呢我们受洗之后会有一个团契的午餐。
So come for that, it's going to be a good time all together. Lots of time to talk to one another and get to know one another better.
我们可以用这个时间呢彼此更认识更了解一些。
All right, anything else for today?
今天还有什么特别的事吗？
Very good. Well, then let's have a word of prayer and we'll start our study.
我们开始做一个祷告，然后就开始学习。
Lord, we do thank you for your goodness to us.
主啊，我们要真的谢谢您，因为您的美善。
We thank you for the good food, Lord.
也为刚才的食物献上感恩。
Usually we thank you for the good food before we eat it.
有的时候呢，我们是在用餐前献上感恩。
But sometimes we feel we know better when we thank you for the good food after we eat it.
那我们有的时候我们享用您赐给我们的食物以后，我们更有感恩的心。
And so we thank you for all the good things you've already given to us.
那我们就为您赐予我们的一切献上感恩。
And we thank you for the promise of other good things that you will give to us.
我们也为您在应许中要赐予我们的恩典献上感恩。
Now, Lord, today we're praying especially that you will teach us as we study from the Bible.
今天我们特别的为下午您的应许要教导我们圣经献上祈求。
Help us to understand.
帮助我们理解。
Help us to believe.
也帮助我们能相信。
And help us to obey, we pray.
也是带领我们顺服。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩和祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. All right. Well, we've been studying in the book of Romans.
我们一直在学习罗马书。
And last week, I think we finished Romans chapter 3.
上周我们停在了罗马书三章的最后。
So today we'll start in Romans chapter 4.
今天呢我们开始要讲罗马书的四章。
Just looking for the wording of a particular verse. Just give me a moment here.
让我来找一节特别的经文哈，大家稍微看一看，你看一下罗马书的四章。 新约罗马书。
All right, so we're going to start by reading verse 28 from chapter 3.
我们从三章的二十八节开始读。
It says, For we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from observing the law.
所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
That verse is really a conclusion of what has been taught in the earlier chapters.
所以这一节经文是在前面一章的一个结论啊，一个最终的一个判断。
Most people, if you ask them, if you were to go on 16th Avenue today and ask them a question, most people will give you a particular answer.
所以如果你在十六街呢，你问一个弟兄或姊妹呢，人会给你一个特别的答案。
If you ask the question, what do I have to do in order to get acceptance from God, you will get a common answer.
这个问题是，就如果你问这里的任何一个人哈，你说我怎么才能被上帝所接纳呢？你得到的答案会是一样的。
What will most people say? Do you know the answer?
你们知道这个答案是什么吗？
Most people will not say that, as a matter of fact. That's strange. Nicole usually gets the right answer. But today she didn't get the right answer. Most people will say, you have to do good things. If you keep God's law and do good things, you will get to heaven. That's what most people will say.
大部分人呢，其实不会这么讲。大部分人都会说呢，你怎么才能上天堂呢？你要做好事啊，你要做一切的善行，被上帝所悦纳，你才能去天堂。
What is the right answer to the question that most people get wrong?
那大部分人这个答案是错的，那什么样的答案是对的呢？
And the answer is what Nicole said.
The
right answer is belief. So Nicole got the right answer to the wrong question. Okay.
Nicole 的这个回答是对的，就是它是正确的答案，但虽然它并不是大部分人所认可的答案。
And therefore it's most important that we understand the right answer. What does verse 28 say?
所以我们要明白正确的答案是什么。二十八节说什么呢？
It says we conclude or we maintain or we know that a person is justified by faith, by believing, apart from observing the law.
二十八节讲的意思就是我们看定了或者我们下了结论，我们认定了人称义呢是因着信哈，不在乎遵行律法。
That is most important, and most people don't understand that.
这是非常重要的，但是很多人呢并不了解，并不理解这句话。
Most people say, I'm pretty good, I'm sure I'm good enough to get into heaven.
很多人会说呢，我真的很好，我觉得我足够好呢，能去天堂了。
But the Bible says that heaven is an absolutely perfect place.
然后圣经说呢，天堂是一个完全完美的地方。
And therefore, if you're not absolutely perfect, you can't go there.
所以呢，你若不是完美的，你就不能在那里。
And we all know that we're not absolutely perfect.
我们也都知道我们不是绝对的完美。
As a matter of fact, if we've studied Romans chapter 3 and 2 and 1, we know we're far away from perfect.
而且恰恰相反，我们如果学罗马书的前面两章，我们会知道，其实我们远不说完美可说了，我们都是罪人。
And therefore we are justified by believing, by faith, and not by doing the works of the law.
所以我们并不是因着遵行律法而得着义的，而是因着信。
So here are the two alternatives. We either get acceptance by God by believing what Jesus did, or by doing our own good works.
所以呢，这两个选择，我或者呢，相信耶稣基督所做的救恩。或者 我觉得靠着自己的行为能够被神认可。
There were two boys, Cain and Abel.
这就是两个亚当的儿子所代表的，一个是该隐，一个是亚伯。
Abel believed what God had said and brought God a lamb because that's what God wanted.
所以亚伯相信神所说的，所以他带了一只羊，这是神所要的祭物，给到神。
Cain said, "I'm a good farmer, and I'm going to bring God my very best."
所以该隐却说呢，我是一个很好的农夫，所以我要把我地里最好的出产给到上帝。
And Abel was accepted, and Cain was rejected because his best was not good enough.
所以亚伯被悦纳了，因为这是神告诉他的，他信了。而该隐却被拒绝了，因为该隐所能拿出来最好的也远达不到那标准。
All right, so that's what Paul is arguing, probably around the year. See if it says here. Probably around the year A.D. 60.
所以保罗在这里写的这本书的时间差不多是公元后的六十年左右。
But there was a man who lived 2,000 years before that, whose name was Abraham.
那在这个之前，差不多两千年左右呢，有一个人，他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
So the question is, how did Abraham get acceptance before God?
那我们的问题是呢，那亚伯拉罕怎么在神面前得着悦纳的呢？
Was he accepted because he believed, or was he accepted because he did lots of good works?
他是因为他相信呢，还是他做了很多好的事而被神接纳呢？
That's chapter 4.
这就是四章。
Let's start reading.
这就是罗马书四章想说的。
So maybe we can read the first two verses in Chinese and then in English.
如此说来，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢？你读。
倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的；只是在神面前，并无可夸。
What shall we say then? Sorry, what then shall we say that Abraham, our forefather, discovered in this matter? If, in fact, Abraham was justified by works, he had something to boast about, but not before God. So here's Abraham.
现在呢，亚伯拉罕在这。
How did he believe, or how did he get acceptance?
那他怎么得信呢？怎么得被接受的呢？
And the answer is verse 3.
答案就在第三节了。
What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and that was credited to him as righteousness.
经上说什么呢？说亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
Which is very, very interesting. I'm going to tell you the story of Abraham.
我要告诉你亚伯拉罕的故事。
God said to Abraham when he was living in Ur of the Chaldees, "You follow me, and if you follow me, I will bless you. I'll give you a country. I'll give you a posterity." You follow me to a country you've never been to before.
所以上帝呢，在亚伯拉罕还在加勒底的乌尔的时候呢，跟他说呢，你要跟随我，我要赐给你一个国，赐给你一块地，然后你要来跟随我。
Okay, so Abraham did that. He followed God. Do you think that was pretty good of Abraham? Do you think he was a good man?
所以亚伯拉罕也照做了，他跟随了神，出了乌尔，这是不是一件很好的事呢？
He was a good man.
他是个很好的人。
Abraham came to the promised land, and then he went down into Egypt, and God delivered him from Egypt.
所以他来到迦南地，同时呢，因为内地的原因呢，他后来又去了埃及，神又把他从埃及再找回来。
When he came out of Egypt, he had lots of cattle. And his nephew had lots of cattle. They were so rich that they couldn't live together.
所以当他从埃及出来以后啊，他特别多的牛羊，然后他的侄子罗德也特别多牛羊，他们如此的 丰盛啊，以至于不能一块地呢能养活他们。
The reason is that they had so much cattle, sheep and cows and so on. They had so much that there wasn't enough grass to feed all the cattle.
所以正是因为他们牛羊太多呢，草不够，所以他们只能分开。
God had promised all that land to Abraham, but Abraham went to his nephew Lot and said, "We've got to separate. You go where you want to go, and I'll go in the other direction."
所以，神把整个地都给了亚伯拉罕，所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德说呢，那我们要分开哈，因为草不够，所以你往一边去呢，我就往另一边去。
So Lot looked around. He saw the very best land, and he said, "I'm going there."
所以罗德呢就站在山上四处一看，他就看到一块最好的地，他说我要到那去。
And Abraham said, "Okay, you go there. I'll go in the opposite direction."
所以亚伯拉罕就说呢，好，那你既然选了这个地呢，我就往反方向走了。
Do you think Abraham was a good man?
你觉得亚伯拉罕是不是个好人呢
？Did he have a big heart towards his nephew?
他是不是对他的侄子很有爱心呢？
He owned all the land, and he gave the best to his nephew.
他相当于有这块地，全地，但是呢，他把最好的给了侄子。
Then, after that, Abraham noticed that the enemy had come in and taken Lot and all the people in the towns he lived in, taken them all away captive.
紧跟着呢，又发生一个事儿，敌人来了，把罗德所住的地方。所有的人加上罗德统统抓了。
So Abraham got together 318 of his servants and went out and conquered the people who had conquered Lot's country.
所以亚伯拉罕呢就起来招了他的318个兵丁啊家里的起来呢去追这个击败罗德这所在这个国家的那群敌人啊他还真做到了。
Do you think that required a lot of courage?
这是不是需要很大的勇气呢
？Do you think it required a lot of bravery?
是不是有很大的勇敢
？And it required a lot of love because he really did love Lot.
也的确需要很大的爱，因为他真的很爱罗德。
And he went out and he conquered those people and delivered Lot and brought him home again.
所以呢，他去。打败了那些敌人，把罗德又救回来了。
Do you think he was a good man?
他是不是个好人呢
？And then on the way home, he met one of God's servants whose name was Melchizedek.
所以在他回家的路上呢，他就遇到了一个神的仆人啊，他的名字叫麦基洗德。
And after meeting Melchizedek, he met the king of Sodom.
然后。见完麦基洗德呢，他就看又见了那个索多玛王。
And he gave to the king of Sodom all the spoils that he got from conquering the people who had conquered the king of Sodom.
所以他把那个从敌人的抢回来的、啊、这些东西都还给了索多玛王，因为这个原来罗德就在这个索多玛城了。
And he gave it.All back to the king of Sodom.
他就把这些本来也是索多玛城的，就还给了索多玛。
So, we don't know how much he conquered. I figured that he conquered that day enough. In our day, it would be more than $1 billion.
所以我不知道当时多少，但今天呢，大概您有可以初算一下，他所抢回来的东西又还给索多玛王的，应该是。有超过十亿美金的价值的。
If you were to win $1 billion today,
如果你今天赢了十亿美金
，How much would you give away by the end of the week?
你这周末之前你愿意给出去多少呢
？Okay, would you give away $1 million?
你会愿意给出100万吗？
90%, yes. Very good. So Abraham gave 100% away.
亚伯拉罕全给出去了，是吧
？He gave it all away.
他全部给了、
yeah.
给还了索多玛王。
All right, my question is this: Was Abraham a good man?
所以我的问题还是那一个，亚伯拉罕是不是一个好人？
Answer is yes.
他是一个好人。
Okay. Did Abraham do good works?
亚伯拉罕有没有好的行为呢？
Yes.
很多好的行为。
The last question is harder. Don't answer it out loud.
最后一个问题呢比较难，不要立刻大声说出来答案。
Was Abraham better than you?
亚伯拉罕是不是比你好呢？
Okay, my answer is... Okay, Abraham was a very good man.
亚伯拉罕是个非常好的人。
Okay, what's verse 3 say?
那三节说什么呢？
What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness.
经上说，亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。
All of this was after all those things I've told you about.
所以这些呢，都是在我告诉你的事情之后的。
And Abraham did all this. Sorry, Abraham believed God.And he was credited for righteousness because he believed God, so that he would not boast.
所以，亚伯拉罕信神啊，所以他就算为他的义，以至于呢，他也不能以这个为自夸。
So if you get to heaven and you meet Abraham on the street.
如果你去天堂，你在街上碰到亚伯拉罕。
And you say, "Oh, Abraham, it's so nice to see you."
你说亚伯拉罕，真高兴见到你。
You say, "Abraham, could you please tell me why you're here?"
你能告诉我你为什么能在这里吗
？What's Abraham going to say?
你觉得亚伯拉罕会怎么回答呢
？Is he going to say, "I'm a really good man"?
他会说我真是个好人呢、啊。
He going to say, "I did this and I did that and I did the other thing"?
他会说我做了这个，做了那个，我做了这些事吗？
He's going to say, "I'm here because Jesus saved me. I believed in Jesus, and He saved me."
他会说呢，我在这里是因为耶稣救了我啊，我相信他，我就得救了。
And then Abraham will say to you, "Why are you here?"
所以亚伯拉罕会问你，那你为什么要在这呢？
And you'll say, "Same thing, Abraham. I'm here the same way you're here."
你会说，我跟你一样啊，你怎么在这的，我也怎么在这。
Now, if you didn't say that, then you'd have a little bit of a contest to see which one of you was better. Okay, I think I got here because I was better than the other guy. I think I was even better than you. No, I was better than you. No, I was better. Okay.
所以如果你呢，你并不是不这么回答的时候呢，你其实的你的上下文就是说，你跟他之间会需要比较一下，到底谁是更好的人啊？然后你会说呢，哎，其实我比你好一点。他会觉得那其实我比你也好一点。这就没有止境了。
All right, verse 4 now.
第四节。
Now when a man works, his wages are not credited to him as a gift, but as an obligation.
做工的得工价，不算恩典，乃是该得的。
So, if I say to you, I want to work for you, you pay me $100, I will work for you today.
如果说呢，我愿意为你工作，你每天给我100块钱。
And if at the end of the day you say to me, "I've got a gift for you. Here's $100." What would you say?
但是呢，你到一天结束的时候呢，你老板说呢，我给你一个礼物，这个礼物是100块钱，你会怎么说
？You see, that's not a gift.
你说
I earned that $100.
你说这不是一个礼物，这是我今天赚的工钱。
So there's a difference between what you earn and what was given to you.
所以呢，在这两件事当中是有区别的，一个是你挣来的，一个是你被给的白白的礼物，这是两个不同的概念。
Okay, and verse 5 says.
第五节说呢
？However, to the man who does not work but trusts God who justifies the wicked, his faith is counted to him.As righteousness.
唯有不做工的，只信称罪人为义的神，他的信就算为义。
So when God gives us eternal life, it's not because we worked for it, it's not because we earned it, it's only because He gave it to us.
所以当神把救恩给我们的，不是因为我们挣来的， 也不是因为我工作了，而是呢，这是白白赐给我们的礼物。
That's the way it was for Abraham. That's the way it is for you and me.
这是亚伯拉罕信称为义的方式，也是你我同样的方式。
And verse 6 says,
第六节,
David says the same thing when he speaks of the blessedness of the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works.
正如大卫称那在行为以外算蒙神算为义的人是有福的。
Then he quotes from Psalm 32 and says these wonderful words.
然后他就引用了诗篇的32篇这样美丽的经文。
Blessed are they whose transgressions are forgiven.
得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的。
Okay, you're forgiven not because of what you paid, you're forgiven because of the generosity of the one who forgives.
这个不是因为谁自己做了而被赦免，而是因为那赦罪的人他的慷慨的恩典。
Blessed is the man whose sins are covered.
就遮盖其罪的这人是有福的。
Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will never count against him.
主不算为有罪的这人是有福的。
Okay, so how did David get forgiveness?
大卫怎么得着赦免的?
God gave it to him. He believed God, and God gave it to him.
神给了他，他相信神，神就给了他。
David didn't deserve to be forgiven.
大卫本不配得被赦免。
But God forgave him because he believed, he repented and believed.
但是神给了他是因为他相信，他悔改，相信了。
All right. Now, the next question is raised. We've learned a couple of things. We've learned, first of all, that Abraham became a Christian. He trusted the Lord and was forgiven because he believed, not because he worked for it.
所以我们学习到几件事。第一呢，亚伯拉罕他信靠神，他称为义，不是因为他工作，不是因为他的行为，而是因为他相信。
Exactly the same thing was true for David. He was forgiven. He didn't work for it. He was forgiven because God promised to forgive him.
同样的道理对大卫，他也被赦免，他不是因为他自己做了挣来的，而是神应许给他的。
You and I are exactly the same.
你和我也完全一样。
But the Jewish people had another argument going.
但是呢，犹太人呢，却有另外的一个逻辑。
The Jewish people were very, very proud of their behavior and of themselves because they had been given the right of circumcision.
所以犹太人呢，他们非常的骄傲啊，为自己，因为他们是被神赐给了这个割礼的这个特别的仪式。
And the Jewish males all went through the ceremony, of circumcision. And they did so in order to meet God's requirements or to have a sign that they were separated to God.
所以呢，每一个犹太人呢，犹太男人，他们都会经历这个割礼的要求啊，那以此呢来区别于外邦人，那他们就达到了神的要求，他们就以此来自夸。
The sign of circumcision was a sign that they were God's chosen people.
那这样割礼的仪式呢，是一个信号，就是他们是神所拣选的。
And so they practiced the rite of circumcision, basically to say, we really are important people.
所以他们进到这个割礼的心态呢，其实是很不对的。他们是觉得呢，哎，我们其实是很好的人。
They said, we're God's chosen people, and you're not. We practice circumcision, and you don't. We're better than you.
所以他潜台词就是呢，我们是神拣选的，所以我们很好，所以我们才会神才会给我们割礼这个仪式。你们都是不好，所以我们比你们好。
But the question is, was Abraham justified before God because he was circumcised? Or was he justified before he was circumcised?
所以现在的问题就来了。那亚伯拉罕他被神悦纳和被神接纳，是因为他有了这个割礼， 还是干脆在割礼之前神就接纳他了呢？
Okay, now there's a parallel for us.
所以这里有一个平行的这个概念对我们来说。
The parallel is baptism.
那这个平行的概念呢，对我们来说就是受洗啊，就像割礼一样。
Is it good to be baptized?
那受洗是不是很好呢？
What does the sign of baptism say?
那你受洗的信号表达是什么意思呢？
It says, I'm a Christian and I intend to follow Jesus. That's what baptism says.
对，受洗其实就告诉别人呢，我是一个基督徒，我愿意跟随耶稣。
So, let's keep reading and we'll try to put all this together.
那我们继续往下读，然后再把这一些综合起来看。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Under what circumcision was this righteousness credited to Abraham? Was it after he was circumcised or before?
第十节是怎么算的呢？是在他受割礼的时候呢？是在他未受割礼的时候呢？不是在啊。
So he was declared righteous actually before he was circumcised.
所以他实际是在没有受割礼之前就被神称为义了。
It was not after, but before.
不是在之后，是在之前。
All right. And verse 11.
十一节。
He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith. While he was still uncircumcised.
并且他受了割礼的记号，做他未受割礼的时候因信称义的印证。
So what did the sign of circumcision mean? Circumcision was given to him to show that he had believed God and he was accepted as a righteous person.
所以割礼的信号其实只是要告诉别人的，他是已经相信神。他是一个信神的人，所以这是一个结果啊，不是一个原因。
So some people say, you know, I wanted to be a Christian, so I got baptized.
所以有的人会说，这么来说，我想要成为基督徒，所以我去受洗。
And some people therefore say, I got baptized in order to become a Christian.
那就会有这样的一个逻辑，那我受洗是为了让我成为基督徒。
But the Bible teaches that we get baptized because we had become a Christian.
圣经正确的教导是说呢，我受洗是因为我已经成为基督徒，我才受洗，不是说我受洗才能成为基督徒。
All right, so very important. You want to be a Christian, you believe like Abraham did. After you believe, you want a sign or a seal or an evidence that you've become a Christian and you get baptized.
所以一样的，当你愿意成为基督徒呢，你就和亚伯拉罕一样去相信，相信神，相信基督，那你就得救了。然后呢，在这之后，你会有一个受洗的信号来告诉别人你是一个基督徒，因为你已经得救。
Same way with Abraham. Abraham believed God. God said, Abraham, now that you believe me, I want you to have the sign of circumcision. I want you to live a circumcised life.
对亚伯拉罕呢，同样的道理，就是他相信神，他就称义了。那现在神说呢，你要有一个割礼的仪式，就像我们的受洗的仪式一样，来用这个仪式呢，来是做一个信号啊，就是你已经受洗了，已经得救了。
To those of us today who believe, God says, you believe me, I want you to be baptized so that you will give a sign that you want to live a baptized life.
那今天也一样，你说我得救了，我相信了，神说好，那我让你去受洗，你这样的在这之后呢，就过一个真正的基督徒受洗了的生活。
So the baptized life and the circumcised life have much in common. They're very similar.
所以一个受洗的基督徒生活和一个受了割礼的犹太人的生活呢，是很近似的一个概念啊。
All right, so back to verse 11 now, just to finish it off.
好，我们再看十一节，我们把它结束了这段的逻辑。
So then, Abraham is the father of all of us who believe. But have not been circumcised, in order that righteousness might be credited to those who believe.
十一节的后半段哈，叫他做一切未受割礼而信之人的父，使他们也算为义。
All right, and we'll do verse 12 and then questions.
十二节。
And he is also the father of the circumcised, who not only are circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised.
又做受割礼之人的父，就是那些不但受割礼，而且按照我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕未受割礼而信之踪迹去行的人。
All right, so my question now is, do you understand the argument that, that Paul is using about Abraham?
那我问题是你明不明白保罗借着亚伯拉罕想表达的这个意思呢？
Questions about that, please.
有没有什么问题啊？
I want you to ask questions so that we can clarify it.
我盼望大家能问问题，这样的话我们能够更清楚地把事情讲出来。
It's a position of consistent logic, and it's kind of hard to get it all in your head.
所以这是一个一系列的逻辑的一部分啊，那有点难，你一下子把这个全部接到脑子里有点难。
All right, let me see if I can say a little bit more about it.
我看看能不能更多解释一点啊。
People ask the question, how did people become Christians in the Old Testament before the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross? How did they become Christians?
那有人会问的，在耶稣死在十架之前，那旧约的人是怎么成为神的孩子，怎么得救的？
And the answer is the same way you and I do.
那答案就是你是怎么得救，他也是怎么得救的。
We believed.On Jesus because he died 2,000 years ago.
我们相信耶稣是因为他在两千年前为我死了。
And we acknowledge that his death was sufficient to cover for our sin.
我们也承认他的死呢足够来遮盖我罪的代价。
But Abraham lived 2,000 years before that.
但是亚伯拉罕呢又比耶稣来再早两千年。
How did he become a Christian?
那他怎么得成为基督徒呢？他怎么得救？
He became a Christian by believing that one day Jesus would die.
那他相信的是呢，不是我们说我相信已经发生的，他相信耶稣有一天会来。
We become Christians by believing that one day Jesus did die.
所以。他相信耶稣有一天会来为他的罪死在十架上。我相信耶稣在两千年前那一天已经为我的罪死在十架上。
And we both believed that because we were sinners, there was no other way that we could be accepted by God.
所以我们都相信我们是罪人，我们没有别的路，除非借着神的赦免的恩典，才能进到他那里去。
So you won't become a Christian by doing good deeds.
所以我们都不可能靠着自己的好行为去到天堂。
You won't become a Christian by doing good works.
好的善行。
And you won't become a Christian because you're a very, very good person.
也不可能因为你是个特别特别好的人，你就成为基督徒。
Okay, look to Abraham, and we become a Christian for the same reason he did.
所以看亚伯拉罕，我们成为基督徒是因为同样的原因啊，就是他所做的同样的原因。
And the same way.All right, verse 13.
十三节。
It was not through the law that Abraham and his offspring received the promise that he would be heir of the world.
因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必承受世界，不是因为律法，乃是因信而得的义。
But through the righteousness that comes by faith.
乃是因信而得的义。
So here is the question. It's always the same question.
这里又还是那个同样的问题。
Who do you believe?
你相信谁？
Okay. Now you got to answer that question inside.
你能不能在你心里回答
这个问题？ Who do you believe?
你相信谁？
You can believe God.
你可以相信神。
Or you can believe what other people believe.
你也可以相信其他人相信的那些东西。
What do other people believe?
其他人相信什么呢？
Well, they say I believe myself.
他会说呢，我相信自己。
I believe science.
我相信科学。
I believe the politicians.
我相信政治。
I believe the movie stars.
相信影星。
I believe the athletes.
我相信运动员。
I believe the rich businessman.
我也相信那个富人。
I believe Mrs. Jones.
Mrs. Jones? Who's Mrs. Jones?
I don't know. Who's Mrs. Jones? Okay.
Movie star.
Movie star, yeah. But lots of us just believe Mrs. Jones. Who's Mrs. Jones? She's the lady across the back fence. We were talking the other day. She said, oh, I believe her.
She believes Mrs. Jones. She's... 对，我也不知道是谁。
Okay, it's hard to translate Mrs. Jones. Do you know that most people, when you ask them that question, won't be able to give you an answer?
你觉得被问这个问题的人，其实他们没法给你一个回答。
They don't really know who they believe.
其实他们真的不知道他真正能信是谁呀、啊？可以能信。
And when you challenge them and you say to them, "Do you believe Mrs. Jones?" They say yes. You say why?
所以就比如说刚才你说你认不相不相信那个 Mrs. Jones? 他说我相信。你问他为什么呢
？They say, "Well, I think she makes that makes sense."
他只能说啊，这个听起来合理一点。
The question on Judgment Day will always be this. Who did you believe?
所以在审判日的那个问题啊，永远都是一样的。你相信谁？
Why did you believe the one you believe?
你为什么要相信你自称相信的那一位？
And most of us end up saying, I believe myself.
所以绝大部分人最终会说呢，其实我最相信是自己了。
That's not a very good person to believe, to be perfectly frank.
坦率说啊，这个自己真不是那个能够让你相信的那一位。
And God says, this is the one that I'm going to forgive. This is the one that I'm going to justify. This is the one that I'm going to take to heaven. I'm going to take to heaven the one who believes me.
所以神说呢，这是那一位我要赦免，我要称义。我要带到天堂去的，就是那一位呢，相信我的。
Now we've used this story before. I'm going back to it. In the beginning of the Bible, there's this story about two people, Adam and Eve.
所以我们都知道创世纪一开始有两个人的故事，亚当和夏娃。
And two others, God.
还有呢，神。
And the talking snake.
还有一个就是会说话的蛇。
And Adam and Eve said.We believe the talking snake.
亚当夏娃说呢，我要相信那条会说话的蛇。
How many of you believe a talking snake?
你们有多少人相信是那条说话的蛇呢
？If you were to walk outside today and a snake were to pop up through the snow and say hello, follow me, I will make you happy, I will give you life. What would you do?
如果你走出去在雪地里。一个蛇跑起来站起来跟你说你好啊我你跟从我吧我要让你有快乐我要给你生命你会怎么样
That's exactly what I would do. I'd turn and run. I'd say, I'm out of here, boy. I'm not going to stay listening to any talking snake. I'm gone.
我不会站在那听一个会说话的蛇说话我肯定转身就跑了。
And on Judgment Day, God says, do you believe me?
但在审判日的时候，神说呢：“你相信我吗
？”You say no, I believe the talking snake.
你说不，我不相信你，我相信那条说话的蛇。
It's not a very good argument.
这不是一个很好的回答。
Okay. That's what these verses are all about.
这就是这些经文讲的意思。
All right, verse 14.
十四节。
For if those who live by law are heirs, faith has no value, and the promise.Is worthless.
若是属乎律法的人才得为后嗣，信就归于虚空，信许应许也就废弃了。
Okay, what he's arguing is that it is either faith or works.
所以他这里讲的，或者你靠着信，或者靠着行为。
A lot of people say I have both.
很多人说，那我两个都有。
And I don't quite know what that means. If you've got both faith and works. How'd you get into heaven?
我很难理解这个怎么你又有行又有行为你怎么最终才是去的天堂呢？
You say, well, I was really good, but not quite good enough. So God let me in because I was pretty good, and then God topped me up by my faith.
所以人只能说呢，其实我很好，但是呢还是不够好，所以呢神看得我很好，让我进来了，然后没达标的那部分呢靠着我的信就达标了。
And that's not the way it works.
但这不是真正发生的。
It's either faith or it's works.
所以这两个是互相排斥。
And if you say it's not all faith, what you're saying is I am pretty good.
所以你说呢，若哎我不是完全依靠信啊，哪怕你不是认为完全依靠，其实你的潜台词就是我还是一个不错的人。
But what did we conclude in chapter 2?
那我们在第二章能够得一个什么样的结论呢？二章和三章。
Okay, and chapter 3 verses 10 down through 18 prove that we are all just sinners and no more.
所以十节，二章的十节到二十节啊，其实就在讲一个很客观的事实，我们都是罪人，每一个都是。
All right, so some people say, okay,I believe the law.
所以有的人说呢，哎，我相信律法。
And I believe Jesus.
哎，然后我也相信耶稣。
And the law will, they say, the law will justify me, but the law always only proves we're wrong.
所以对于他来说呢，律法好像是使人显得义的，但恰恰相反啊。律法总是让人显得是有罪的。
The law doesn't prove we're right. The law proves that we're wrong.
所以律法不是要来显明我们有多好，其实是让我们看见我们有多糟。
I heard that there was a man who tried to add up all the laws and regulations in the United States.
有个人呢，他尝试想把美国的各种律例啊、律法、法律全部加起来。
Okay, in the Bible there are 10 commandments.
在圣经里呢有十诫。
In the United States, there are commandments and rules and laws and regulations.
美国呢也有律例、典章啊，很多的这个要求。
How many?
你觉得有多少呢？
The number I heard was 54,000.
那我听到的呢是有54万。
If you lived in the United States,
54,000。
Do you think you might be guilty of one or two of those 54,000 regulations?
你觉得这54,000的这个律例，你会不会当中有一条你是犯的呢？
Okay, the law, all the law does is say, Harold, you are wrong.
所以律法摆在那哈，其实就一个效果。就说呢 ，Harold， 你是错的，就这效果。
All right, so verse 14 again. If those who live by law are heirs, faith is of no value, and the promise is worthless because the law brings wrath.
信就归于虚空，应许也就废弃了。十五节，因为律法是惹动愤怒的。
Okay, so if I were guilty of one of those 54,000 regulations, what would happen?
你觉得我犯了那五万四律法中的一条会发生什么呢？
I'd have to pay the penalty associated with that one.
我必须要付上这个代价啊，跟这个相。
I could say to the judge, Judge, I kept 53,999 of those regulations and laws, and therefore I'm okay.
所以我不能跟那个法官说啊，虽然这五万四里面呢，我已经遵守了53,999条，就差这一条，所以你应该赦免我，你觉得可能吗？
And the judge would say, No, Harold, you're not okay. You broke one.
那个法官不会因此说，哎呀 ，Harold， 你挺好的，没问题。
You must pay the penalty.
他说你已经犯了法律了，你就要付上代价。
So the law brings wrath or penalty.
所以法律只会带来一个结果，就是你犯了的时候。就是愤怒和审判。
Okay, and if there were no law, the verse ends, there would be no transgression.
所以哪里没有律法呢？哪里就没有过犯。
We're in trouble because there is a law.
但是呢，的确是有律法。
The only relief from the law is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那能从律法的愤怒中被解救出来的唯一的方法就是借着耶稣基督。
All right, verse 16 now.
16节往下。
Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham.
那所以人得为后嗣是本乎信，因此就属乎恩。叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
So the promise of God is to everyone, to the Jewish people who were under the Old Testament law, and to the rest of us who weren't Jewish people, but we all are justified the same way.
所以这样的应许哈是给了每一个人，不但给那在旧约律法下的犹太人，也给了我们，啊，我们都是。靠着同样的方式得救的。
So therefore, Abraham becomes the father of us all.
所以亚伯拉罕就成为我们所有人的祖先了。
So God said to Abraham one day, Abraham, I'm going to bless you, and all your children are going to be blessed because of my blessing that I give you.
所以上帝有一天对亚伯拉罕说呢，我要祝福你，那每一个。在全地信靠相信神的人都是因为啊、你的这个信心啊而得祝福的，因为他是信心之父。
So the promise to Abraham was, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations.
所以他跟亚伯拉罕说，你要成为万国之父啊。
So can you name for me, please, the many nations of whom Abraham is the father?
你能给我举出来这个例子吗？那哪些？万国是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Can you name one?
能指出一个吗？
He's the father of the Jewish people, the Israelites. That's right.
他是犹太人以色列人的祖先，这是没问题。
Can you name another?
还有其他的吗？
China.
I got to come back to that. Name another, a little more direct than China.
是吗？
Okay, he's the father of the Ishmaelites.
对，他是以实玛利后裔的祖先啊。
He's the father of the Midianites.
米甸人的祖先。
Okay, he's the father of the Edomites.
以东人的。
That's right.
以东人的祖先。
Okay, he's the father of many nations, but he's also the father of the Christians.
他是很多国家的人的祖先，比如今天阿拉伯。很多国家，但同时呢，他又是基督徒的祖先。
Okay, they became the Edomites and the Midianites and so on. They became children of Israel in a physical sense. But we are his spiritual children because we become Christians exactly the way he did.He taught us how.
我们刚才举的那些国家呢，这些人呢是亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔啊。那所有基督徒呢，是因为我们做的和亚伯拉罕同样的事，因着信神而被称为义哈，所以我们在这一点上都是他的后裔。
So the question that Nicole raises is he the father of the Chinese?
那就像Nicole说的刚才，那他是不是中国的父呢？
And the answer is he is the father of many Chinese.
那答案是呢，他是许多。中国人的父。
He's the father of all the Chinese who believe God just the way he did.
他是所有那些像他一样信靠神，成为他的救主的中国人的父。
Fortunately, he's also the father of many Canadians like me.
也同样呢，他是许多加拿大人一样的信靠神，成为自己救主的加拿大人的父。
All right, so.Verse 16 ends with the line, He is the Father of us all.
所以十六节的里面讲到他是最后一句啊，他是所有人的父啊。
And now verse 17, As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations.
十七节亚伯拉罕所信的 是
He is our father.
我已经立你做多国的父了。
He is our father in the sight of God in whom he believed. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
All right, now he's introduced something very interesting in verse 17.
所以这十七节呢，讲到了一些很有意思的事。
What is it that the Christian believes?
那基督徒相信的是什么？
Very, very interesting.
这是非常有意思的。
Because you see, you have to believe God.
你看看你要相信。
In order to be a Christian.
你成为基督徒必须要先信神。
What is it that you have to believe?
那你要信的是什么？
So if someone were to say to you, do you believe in evolution or do you believe that God made the world?
就像有人问你，你相信进化论吗？或者你相信神创造了一切？
And you say, yeah, I believe in God who made the world. Would that make you a Christian? Would that mean that your sins were forgiven?
那如果你说呢，哎，我相信神创造了一切，是不是这样的相信就赦免了你的罪，让你成为神的孩子呢？
No.
不是的。
God came to Abraham one day and said, Abraham, I want you to leave Ur of the Chaldees. I want you to follow me, and I will take you to another country. I'll tell you where it is when you get there. Did Abraham believe?
就像上帝有一天来亚伯拉罕面前说，我要把你从乌尔带出去，我要带你去一个新的地方，我要告诉你那个地方在哪里，亚伯拉罕都信了。
And the answer is yes. He did.
他的确是信了。
Were his sins forgiven?
但是他的罪得赦了吗？
No.
没有。
Did he believe?
Yeah. 他相不相信？他相信。
You see, it isn't just that you believe, it's what you believe.
所以你会看见啊。
That makes you a Christian.
不是说你相信这件事情，而是你所信的是什么，会让你成为基督徒的。
Verse 17 says, we've got to believe the God who gives life to the dead.
所以十七节讲到呢。他相信的是什么呢？是那叫死人复活的神。
That's different, isn't it?
这个信的神可是不一样了。
God gives life to the dead.
神把人从死里复活。
Abraham said to Lot, Lot, there's a whole land here.
所以亚伯拉罕跟罗德说呢，
God has promised it to me, but I'll give you wherever you want to go, Lot.
所以神把这块地都赐给我，我也让你去挑，你愿意去哪你就去哪。
And so Lot went down to Sodom, the well-watered plains of Sodom, and Abraham went in the other direction. Do you think he did that because he believed God?
所以，罗德选了那个索多玛肥沃之地，那个亚伯拉罕选了另外一个方向。你觉得亚伯拉罕做这一切是不是也基于对神的信心呢？
The answer is yes.
答案是的，的确。
Do you know that there are some people who say, I believe God because if I believe God,I think he's going to make me rich.
那也有这样的人呢，他觉得，哎，我要相信神，因为我相信神呢，神会让我发点财。
Now, if I were to ask you to raise your hand, and I said something like this, would you like to be rich?
No.
I think many would raise their hand.
如果我做个小调查，大家是，说如你想不想富有呢？大部分人会举手。
If you believe that God is able to make you rich, will you have your sins forgiven?
如果你相信神会使你富有，这一点你会得着你罪的赦免吗？
Will you get to go to heaven if you believe in the God who will make you rich?
你会去天堂，只是单单因为你相信神使你富有，你会去天堂吗？
No, he may make you rich, but he won't necessarily take you to heaven for that reason.
他也许是会祝福你，让你成为富有，但是他不会因为这一点让你去天堂。
And then after Abraham won the battle and became the billionaire for a day, and then he gave away all that money, did God say to him, Abraham, you're wonderful, you get to come to heaven now?
那有一天亚伯拉罕终于赢了那场仗，他成为那十亿富翁，神说，哎，那我让你去天堂，会这样吗？
God said, no, Abraham, you're not there yet.
所以神说不，亚伯拉罕，你还是没有道理。
What is it that you have to believe to get your sins forgiven, to get to go to heaven, to get eternal life?
所以你要去天堂，得到永生，得到罪的赦免，你要相信的是什么事实呢？不是相信这件，不是相信这个词，而是相信的宾语是什么？相信的内容是什么？
Okay, two things at the end of verse 17. What are they?
十七节在里面两个概念啊，是什么？两个是什么？
You have to believe the God who gives life to the dead.
他使死人复活，他使人的因着罪来的后果啊，他能扭转。
Our mother and father died.
我的父母都死了。
They're buried near Fraser and 41st Avenue.
他们在四十一街的那个墓地啊埋着呢，现在。
Norma and I never go to the graveyard.
然后从此之后呢，他和 Norma 就再没去看过。
Why?
为什么？
Because we believe in the God who gives life to the dead.
因为我们相信神是使人从死里复活的，所以他爸妈其实不在那墓地里。
My mother and father believed that when they were children.
所以我父母当他们在孩子的时候，他们就相信。
And they lived it, and their sins were forgiven because they believe in the God who gives life from the dead.
所以他们也活出了这样的基督徒生命，他们的罪也得着赦免了，就是因为他们相信那是让人从死里复活、赦罪的神。
Why do we have these Bible studies?
我们为什么要有这样的查经呢？
Because we believe in the God who gives life from the dead.
因为我们相信那人使人从死里复活的神。
And the other thing is that God calls things that are not as though they were.
那是无变有的神。
Okay? God promises many things in the Bible.
啊，神在圣经里应许了很多东西。
Many things that are not right now.
啊，很多现在看不见的。
But he says, I'll give them to you later.
啊，他会说呢，我之后再给你。
And we believe in the God who is able to take something that is not here now and bring it about later.
所以我们相信的神呢，是他现在没有让我们看见，但是未来会给我们的这样的神。
Okay, that's what distinguishes the Christian from the non-Christian.
这样的事情就区别了一个真正的基督徒和非基督徒的区别。
The Christian says, I believe in the God who can raise dead bodies.
所以基督徒相信的神是使死人复活的神。
Now go back to Genesis chapter 15.
我们看一下创世纪的十五章。创世纪十五章。
Abraham had fought the battle against the conquering Chaldean Federation, and he had returned with all the spoils.
所以亚伯拉罕呢已经把这个敌人的仗打完了哈，所以他带了战利品回来。
Then he gave them all back to the king of Sodom.
然后他就把战利品都还给了索多玛王。
And frankly, I think he was afraid.
我猜呢，他也有些惧怕。
What do you think might happen if you took 318 men and you went and you conquered an invading army with just 318 men, but some of those escaped?
如果呢你只带着318个人啊去打赢了一个人数众多的敌军啊，然后这个敌军虽然溃败了，有些人还是逃跑。
What do you think you'd feel like?
你会有什么样的感受呢？
I think if it happened to me, I'd be afraid.
如果是我还是会有点害怕的。
And I would say, I beat those guys last night.But they're going to go home and they're going to bring many, many, many more back next year. And they'll probably beat me next year.
所以我说我昨天晚上虽然把他们打败了，但是他们回家可能会找更多的人来，明年他可能还会再来。
And I would be very, very afraid.
然后我会很害怕。
And there's another thing.
还有一件事。
I would say I gave away $1 billion.
那我会说呢，我已经给出去十亿了。
And I'm going to go home to my wife.
那我要回去找我的太太。
And I'm going to say to my wife, Sarah, we just won the battle and we made $1 billion.
然后呢，我会跟我太太萨拉说，我说萨拉，我打赢了仗了，赚了一亿的战利品，十亿的战利品。
And she probably would say to me, that's nice, Abraham. Do you think we can get a new house?
然后她也许会跟我说，她说亚伯拉罕很好，那要不我们就用这个钱买个新房子吧。
And Abraham would have to say, no, I gave it all away.
亚伯拉罕说呢，那不行啊，我已经把这个钱都给出去了。
And she said, you gave it all away?
她会说，你什么，你都给出去了吗？
Didn't you bring any back for me?
你一点没有带回来给我吗？
No, I gave it all away.
说我都给出去了。
All right, let's read verse 1.
我们来看15章1节。
Genesis 15:1.
15章1节。
After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision.
这是以后耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说。
Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, I'll protect you, and your very great reward. You don't need $1 billion. You got me.
亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，我会保护你，我必大大的赏赐你，你要的是我就对了。
Okay, Abraham said, that's all well and good. Verse 2.
所以亚伯兰说，这很好，我们来看
第二个。But Abraham said, O sovereign Lord, what can you give me? Since I remain childless, and the one who will inherit my estate is Eliezer of Damascus.
亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马士革人以利以谢。
God said, Abraham said to God, God, it's all well and good, you know, but I don't even have a son.
所以亚伯兰跟上帝说呢，那这个都很好，但是我连个儿子都没有。
Do you promise?That you would give me children and a posterity and make me the father of many nations.
但是你应许给我我的万国我的后裔我是万国之父我的后裔如天边的星海边的沙那么多。
I don't have a son.
但我现在连个儿子都没有。
All right, let's keep reading.
好，我们继续往下读。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Then the word of the Lord came to Abram. This man...Eliezer will not be your heir, but a son coming from your own body will be your heir.
耶和华又有话对他，就是亚伯兰说，这人必不成为你的后嗣，你本身所生的人才成为你的后嗣。
Okay, Abram was an old man.
亚伯兰已经很年纪大了，老人了。
God said you're going to have a son.
上帝说呢，你还是会有个儿子的。
And then he goes on verse 5.He took him outside and said, Look up at the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them.
于是领他到外边说，你向天观看，数算众星，你能数得过来吗？
So he looks up, he sees lots of stars.
他一抬头看，天上全是星星。
God says, How many are there, Abram?
然后上帝问他，有多少个呢？
Abram says, I can't count all the stars. 亚伯兰
说呢，我不可能，我怎么数得过来呢？
All right. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be.
神又对亚伯兰说，你的后裔也将要如此。
Okay. Do you think Abraham was prepared to believe that?
你觉得亚伯拉罕是不是准备信这个呢？
That's a lot. He didn't have one son.
他现在连一个儿子都没有。神让他相信他以后的后裔会有天上的星那么多。
Okay. Now he's got all of this. And he said, I believe it.
但他说呢，我相信。
What did he believe?
他相信什么？
He believed, as we read in Romans chapter 4, he believed in God, who can raise dead bodies.
他相信那能人让人从死里复活的神。
He believed in the God who can call things that are not as though they were.
也让相信能让从使无变成有的神。
He said, God, your children are going to, he said, Abraham, your children are going to be like the stars of heaven.
上帝跟亚伯兰说，你的后裔会像天上的星那么多。
And Abraham said, if you say it, God, I believe it.
亚伯兰说什么？若神啊，若是你说的，我就信。
What's verse 6 say?
第六节说什么呢？
Abraham believed the Lord. And he credited to him as righteousness.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
How did Abram get righteous before the Lord?
亚伯兰怎么在神面前被称义的？
He believed him.
就是相信。
He believed him.
就是相信。
That's the whole thing. Do you believe him? You say, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe you.
他说，主耶稣啊，我相信，我选择相信你。
There's nobody else I can believe.
因为这地上没有别的人我可以信。
You've given me this book to prove that those who believe you are blessed.
你给了我整本书来证明那些相信你的都蒙福了。
And those who don't believe you are cursed.
那些不相信你的都蒙咒诅了。
You've given me 2,000 years of history since the Lord Jesus to prove that Jesus will fulfill his promises.
你也给了我从耶稣来以后的这两千年，让我来看见耶稣所说的一切都要得应验。
And you gave me the whole of the Old Testament before that.
你也给了我在耶稣来之前所有的旧约的所有的时间和历史。
I believe you.
我相信。
Billy Graham was once asked the question.
有一次呢，葛培里老弟兄啊，被问一个问题。
The question is, Billy Graham, do you actually believe that the whale swallowed Jonah? And he was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and 3 nights. Do you believe that?
有人说，葛培里啊，你真的相信那被鲸鱼吞掉的一个人叫约拿，他能在鱼肚子里待三天三夜吗？你真的相信这种事吗？
And Billy Graham says, "I believe it because the Bible says so."
葛培里说呢，我相信是因为圣经是这么讲的。
And Billy Graham said, "And if the Bible said that Jonah swallowed the whale, I'd believe that too."
然后葛培里说呢，若圣经告诉我是约拿把鲸鱼吞了，我也信。
God is the God who calls things that are not as though they are.
所以神是一个从无到有能成就的神。
God is the God who raises dead bodies.
是能从死里让人复活的神。
He said that he will give life, abundant life.
他说了，他要给人生命啊，而且是丰盛的生命。
He said that you'll get eternal life and you can praise the Lord for it forever.
然后他要给你永恒的生命，然后自此你为此要献上感恩。
And the Bible says it, and we believe it.
圣经这么说，我们也相信。
And I'd rather believe what the Bible says than listen to the talking snake.
所以我宁可相信圣经说的，而不是相信那条会说话的蛇说的。
That's where we are. Back to Romans chapter 4.
我们回到罗马书的四章。
All right, verse 18.
十八节。
Tells us more of the story that we've been talking about.
讲了我们更多关于我们刚才提到那个故事的内容。
Verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him.
他在无可指望的时候，亚伯兰因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说。
And what was said was, so shall your offspring be.
你的后裔将要如此。
And then verse 19 describes Abraham.
十九节呢，也描述了亚伯拉罕。
Without weakening in his faith, Abram faced the fact that his body was as good as dead since he was about 100 years old.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己身体如同已死，就老了。
And that Sarah's womb was also dead.
萨拉的生育已经断绝了。
She was about 90 years old.
萨拉那时候也快九十岁了。
All right. Verse 20. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God.
并且二十节，仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神。
All right. What did he say? Verse 21. Being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised.
二十一节，且满心相信神所应许的必能成就。
Okay, that's what we are. We say, God, we believe that you can do what you have promised.
这就是我们所信的。我们说，神啊，我相信你应许的一定能做。
Okay, and then the explanation, verse 22, this is why it was credited to him as righteousness.
二十二节，所以这就算为他的义。
He believed that God was able to bring life from the dead. He was able to do things that were impossible. Weren't there now? He believed in the things that were to come.
所以他相信那个神呢，是能够让人出死入生，也从无到有做行其事不可能事情的事。
Now verses 23 and 24 are very important.
25.
The words, it was credited to him, were written not for him only or alone, but also for us.
算为他义这句话不是单为他写的，也是为我们将要来算为义之人写的。
Why is the story of that we read in Genesis 15? Why is that story in the Bible?
那为什么创世纪十五章那个故事要在圣经里呢？
Because it's very important for him.
因为这对亚伯拉罕很重要。
But it's there because it's very important for us too.
那这个对我们也很重要。
All right. It is important also for us to whom God will credit righteousness.
也是为我们哈，将来要算为义之人写的。
All right, how do we get it?
我们怎么
For us, who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead.
就是我们这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活的人。
Where is Jesus today?
今天耶稣在哪里？
Is he still in the grave?
他还在坟墓里吗？
No.
不在。
He used to be in the grave. He was there for 3 days.
他在地里待了三天。
What happened to him after that?
最后呢？
He went to heaven.
他去天堂了。
You ever seen him?
你见过他吗？
No.
没有。
You believe it?
你相信吗？
Yeah.
相信。
Okay. If you believe that, what do you get?
如果你相信，你会得到什么呢？
You get the same righteousness that Abraham got.
对，你会得着像亚伯拉罕一样的义。
Okay, it's marvelous, absolutely marvelous.
非常美好。
Verse 24 again.
二十四。
But also for us, to whom God will credit righteousness.
也是为我们，这信神使我们的主耶稣从死里复活。
For us who believe in Him, who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, you believe in the God who raised dead bodies.
你相信？
You get to go to heaven.
那神让人从死里复活的神呢？你就去天堂了。
You don't believe that. You'll never get to heaven.
你若不信，就去不了天堂。
And a lot of people believe that they're just going to live on the earth and they'll just carry on until they die and that's the end.
很多人相信这么一个事，就他只要在地上活着，然后一直活，到最后呢，他死了就结束了，再没了。
And that's the only life they're going to have. After that, they get eternal death. After that, they get hell.
但实际上呢，在这地上若是这么过，那就这辈子就这样了。但之后就是地狱的。
Righteousness is for those who acknowledge Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
所以义是给到那些信靠耶稣成为自己救主从死里复活的那一些人。
Now there are a lot of people who don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
很多人不相信耶稣从死里复活。
So you ask them this question, all right?
你就问他一个问题。
If he didn't rise from the dead, what happened to him?
那你说他若没有从死里复活，他发生什么了呢？
The Jewish people will give you an answer. They'll try to explain it, and their answer makes no sense at all.
犹太人想努力给出一个答案，但其实他们的答案都漏洞百出。
Some people say he never lived.
有的人说他从来没有活过，没有这个人。
That's all wrong because he did live, and history proves it.
那这个是非常错误的，因为这个是可以被证明的，他真的是有过这个人，是个真实的人。
Some people say, well, his disciples came and stole him and buried him somewhere else.
那犹太人呢？今天流行的说法呢是，他的门徒来把他的尸体悄悄偷走，藏起来了。
And all the historical records and all the proof of changed lives show that that's wrong. The only answer to the question what happened to Jesus is he rose from the dead and went to heaven.
那一切的证据也指向了这样的一个解释是错的，真正的原因就是他从死里复活了，他今天站在复活的右边。
Now I've got to be very blunt with you.
所以我今天要大胆地挑战大家。
If you don't believe that, you'd better get another answer quick, because one day you're going to stand before Jesus, and Jesus is going to say, "Surprise, I'm here. Did you believe me?"
所以呢，你若不相信呢，你一定要给自己找一个真的合适的理由，因为无论信与不信的，终有一天你会见到耶稣，耶稣会说呢，啊，这是个意外哈，但你得告诉我为什么你不相信。
And if you don't have a really good answer, you're in deep trouble.
如果你的确没有一个很好的解释，那你会有很大的麻烦。
It's one thing to make a mistake and to slight a person. That word slight is going to be hard to translate. To slight means to make little of a person.
Okay. 那你可以有一天呢，你可以轻看一个人哈。
But you never want to make little of the judge.
但是呢，你永远不想轻看一个审判主。
Jesus Christ is the judge.
因为他是那个审判主，耶稣。
His question is, "Did you believe me?"
他的问题只有一个，你相不相信我？
You'd better say yes, or you're in trouble.
你总得说我相信，否则我们是会有麻烦的。
That's how simple it is.
这是非常简单的一个逻辑。
All right, verse 25 now explains the whole thing.
那二十五节就解释了所有的事了。
Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins.
耶稣被交给人是因为我们的过犯。
And he was raised to life. For our justification, he was raised to life to give us proof, evidence, declaration that he has made us righteous.
复活是为叫我们称义哈，就是给我们证据哈，他要告诉我们我们是义人。
All right, I'm going to leave it at that point. That's the end of the chapter. We've got 3 or 4 minutes.Some questions on all this now.
这是四章的内容啊，大家有什么问题吗？我们留几分钟问问问题。
This is the logic of our salvation.
所以我们的救恩的逻辑是这样的。
There was a man who was in law school many, many years ago.
很多年前有一个人呢，在大学里学法律。
His name was R.C. Chapman, Robert Cleaver Chapman.
他名字叫 R.C. Robert Chapman.
He was very, very rich.
他非常有钱。
He didn't drive a car.
但他不开车。
He lived before the days of a car.
他生活的年代呢是没有车的。
He had a horse and carriage.
所以呢，他有的是马车。
And everywhere he went, he had 4 horsemen, 4 carriagemen going with him. He never traveled alone. He always had 4 people with him in his carriage.
所以他每一次旅行呢，他都不是自己单独去啊，他总要找4个，就是马车夫跟他一起。
He was rich.
他很有钱。
He went to law school.
后来他去学法律哈。
When he was in law school, he read the book of Romans.
他在法学院的时候呢，他就读了罗马书。
He followed the logic of Romans.
他就一路沿着罗马书的逻辑往下看。
He became a Christian.
然后他就信了，他就得救了。
He gave away all his money.
他把他的钱都给出去了。
Lived a life of love.
有爱的。他活了一个很有爱的生命啊。
Okay. How did he do that?
他怎么做到的呢？
He read the book of Romans and he said this. Listen, God's plan is logical.
所以呢，他读完罗马书啊，他就说呢，他说神的计划是非常有逻辑合理的。
Okay. Now the mathematicians in the world.
那今天的地上的数学家啊。
They're trained in logic.
他们都是很讲逻辑的。
And they'll start out with a couple of premises here.
他们会从一些假设开始。
And they'll go through page after page of mathematical logic.
然后他们会建立数学的。
And reach a conclusion.
数学的公式逻辑，然后在假设基础上算出一个结论来。
Now the book of Romans is God's book of logic.
所以罗马书就是神的逻辑的这一卷书啊。
Here's a God who loves the world.
这是爱世界的那个神。
Here's the God against whom sinners sin.
这也是那一位呢，罪人冒犯得罪了神。
The consequences of that sin at the end of chapter 1 is terrible.
那结果，冒犯神犯罪的结果，在罗马书一章讲得很清楚，非常糟糕。
Chapter 2, here are all kinds of reasons why people sin.
那第二章呢，就讲出了各种的理由，为什么人会犯罪。
Chapter 3.Concludes that everybody is a sinner.
所以三章呢，得出一个结论，每一个人最终都是罪人。
We've got a terrible problem. We're all sinners.
我们有一个特别糟糕的问题，就是因为我们都是罪人。
Chapter 3 and chapter 4, God loves us. Jesus died for us, and He said, "I will forgive you if you believe me."
所以三章和四章就解释了神爱我们，耶稣为我们死了。如果你信靠神，信靠基督呢，神就赦免我们。
And we say that makes sense. Who else can we believe?
我们说这很合理，因为我除了基督，我还能相信谁呢？
Okay, that's the beginning of the logic of God.
这就是神的逻辑的开始。
On judgment day, this book will be opened. God will go through the logic. He'll say point after point after point.
所以神说呢？在审判日的时候，他会很有逻辑的一个点一个点，这本书会打开哈，一个点一个点的让你看见。
All right, so if you're not convinced, go back and read chapters 1, 2, 3, 4 again.
如果你还是没被说服。
Get the logic. Mathematics is not easy. Okay.
如果你还是没有弄明白呢，就从一章再开始看啊，这个逻辑是很清楚的。
So you go back and you read it again, you read it again, you read, and you say, you know, that's right.
所以你回去一直读一直读，你就说呢，对，这他说的是对，是很合理。
All right, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the wonderful message of the gospel.
主啊，我们要非常感恩呢，为这美好的救恩。
We're thankful that by believing, we can obtain the righteousness of God.
我们如此感恩，靠着信呢，我们就能得着，这因信而来的义。
But we're thankful, Lord Jesus, that you explain it to us and show us logically that it makes sense.
主啊，我们要谢谢您，因为您向我们，解释，也让我们在逻辑理性上能明白。
And we therefore pray, Lord, that every one of us will say, Lord, I agree with you. I need a Savior.
主啊，我们盼望每个人都跟你说呢，我同意您的话啊，我需要一个救主。
And I'm so thankful that all you need to do to save me is for me to believe you.
所以我需要做的一切啊，得救的需要做的工作就是相信你。
And so, Lord, our prayer today is that each one of us will indeed believe you.
我们的祷告今天就是，我们每一个人真的能从心里说，主啊，我相信。
And we ask these things now as we turn, heading home. Just bless us, Lord. We pray. We ask in Jesus' name.
所以，当我们转 返回家的时候呢，求您祝福我们，我们这样的一切的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.